Tonight is the night that all heaven appears to break loose. We began in the pitch darkness with the new fire, and then shared our ancient sacred stories. We baptized Fifi, Zenaida, and Kate. We sang a song of the saints, and now we've stepped into the joy of the resurrection. This is the night when St. John Chrysostom wrote, "Hell took a body and discovered God. It took earth and encountered heaven. It took what it saw and was overcome by what it did not see. It took what it saw and was overcome by what it did not see." In these words, we find the turn from the darkness to the light, the dawning of the one we claim as the Christ, the light of the world. These themes of darkness turning to light and seeing, not just seeing as sight, but seeing as seeking, are central to our gospel passage from Matthew. Fifi, Zenaida, Kate, I know it's late, but pay attention, and everyone else too. All of you pay attention, because Matthew tells us something essential about living the life of faith. The women went to see the tomb on the first day of the week as the sun was dawning. The night had passed and first light was appearing. They did not yet know the deep truth of that. Here in Matthew, they did not go to the tomb to bring spices and oil to anoint Jesus' body. Instead, they went to see the tomb, to seek and be close to Jesus. They could not stay away. Their faith, their love for him, their disbelief at what had happened, their unspeakable grief, all of that led them there. It was where they knew they needed to be. And so they went to see, hoping that in being close they would find solace, understanding, peace, and an answer to the "why did this happen?" that clung to their lips. In essence, they trusted that still, that even in death, seeking Jesus mattered. What they found turned the world upside down. An earthquake, an angel, an empty tomb. "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead, and indeed is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him." What must they have thought? What did they say to each other? What did they think the others would say to them when they told them what it was they had just witnessed? We aren't told. We only know that they trusted the word of this messenger from God and left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy. As they ran back along the path that they had so recently trod, did it look different? The shadows of pre-dawn must have, by then, have melted into the soft glow that you find when the sun first peeks over the horizon. Were they watching the ground as they ran, or were their eyes set forward, scanning the landscape with new eyes? Either way, it didn't matter, because even with the bud of hope blooming in their hearts, they could not have prepared for themselves for what happened next. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." Greetings, in Greek, charet, a standard word of greeting, but one which also carries a nuance of rejoice. "Rejoice," he said to them, and then, "do not be afraid." What does this mean? Why is he using the calling card of angels? What do they have to fear if he has been indeed raised from the dead? Do not be afraid, because in their seeking they found more than they ever could have imagined. Because as they ran with great joy and with great fear, he knew they also still carried that great fear. Because it was what they needed to hear. Do not be afraid. In telling the women to fear not, Jesus gave them the assurance that whatever may happen to us, whatever a day may hold, God has the power to strengthen us and uphold us, that whatever we face, we do not face it alone, that nothing we encounter is stronger than God's love, and that ultimately God gets the last word. That is Easter. That is the darkness being changed into the light ascending. That is the answer to the questions and the fears that we carry when we seek Christ in our lives. That is what we are born into through our baptism. So this night, let us proclaim, Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.